Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. My name is Jonathan Messenger, and as you know, I am all alone here because Bebop is still missing. Some of you have written in and said you've heard from him, but I don't know. I haven't heard a thing. And I'm starting to wonder if this all has to do with the next season of Bebop Tales. But I don't know. I guess we'll find out. And another thing that we need to find out is what's going to happen in the next episode. If you remember what happened in the last episode, a robot named Admiral Boom was trying to take control over the evil robots, and he wanted to march them and Abigail and Finn to the bridge. But they also heard this loud roar off in the distance, and you had to choose whether Finn and Abigail should listen to Admiral Boom or go find out what that roar was. So, drum roll, please. Man, my arms are getting tired from playing the drum so much. Anyways, the answer is they're going to go find out what the source of that roar sound was. All right, let's see what happens in the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, Season 4, Episode, I don't know, Fighting Fur with Fur. What was that? Said Finn.
Never mind,
said Boom.
We need to instill order. Fall in line and we will march to the bridge and have a word with this Bunce character.
I really think we should see what that's about, said Finn. How are we supposed to instill order if there's some sort of roaring monster aboard the Marlow? Admiral Boom shook his head.
Negative, young explorer. I will not have you speak to your superior.
Negative to you, Admiral, yelled Abigail, climbing off the wolfbot. You may be the superior officer of these robots, but I am Captain Abigail Obaro, and I outrank you aboard the space station, I outrank you in this galaxy, and I outrank you throughout the known universe. Now, you will get these robots in order under your command, and you will bring them back to the robot room so they may be evaluated and repaired so they don't misbehave anymore. Have I made myself clear?
Well, I certainly did not understand the hierarchy of the space
station. Take that as a yes, then. Come on, Finn. Let's go check out that noise. Abigail looked down at the wolfbot. Stay. Stay. Good boy. Finn followed Abigail down the hallway, glad once again that she was born to be a leader. They heard the noise again and they ran toward the mess hall. There was a massive, dead-eyed wild thing, looking like it was ready to snack on Foggy, Elias, and Vale. The wild thing had trapped Vale and Elias beneath a table, and Foggy was flying around it, but its big paws kept swatting the robot away, each time just barely missing him. Foggy, look out! Yelled Finn as they entered the room. Foggy turned and one of the monster's claws nicked his foot, sending him spinning away.
Finn, I'm afraid you've arrived at a bad time, said Foggy.
As he tried to right himself, the monster paid Finn and Abigail no attention as it tried to lift the table off Vale and Elias.
"Hold on, Elias," said Vale, struggling to maintain a grip on the table. "Just don't let go."
"Ah, forget it," said Elias, and he unzipped a small pouch on his hip, pulled something out, and popped it in his mouth.
"What are you doing?"
yelled Vale.
"Are you snacking while this wildling is trying to snack on us?"
"Sort of," said Elias. "Notice anything different about me?" Vale looked over at his friend while Foggy danced around the wild thing.
"Yeah, now that you mention it, you're looking a little lime green. I like to think of it as chartreuse," said Elias.
"I snuck one of those candy aliens off the planet with me. I thought I would turn Bunce into a monster, but I think..."
Elias completed his transformation into a green, chartreuse, furry alligator, and dashed out from under the table. The wild thing, shocked by the change, charged after him. They both galloped down the hall.
"Foggy, please go after it. Him.
It. It and him," said Finn.
"Make sure Elias doesn't do anything too crazy, or anything crazier than what he just did. Just please go."
Foggy, without responding, blasted into the hallway.
"Well," said Vale, "there goes our plan for getting Elias into the engineering control room.
Now what?"
"I don't know," said Abigail. "We need to turn off these cameras. So long as Buns can see what we're doing, he's always going to be one step ahead of us. I think we have to keep going with the plan."
"Okay, so what should we do? Should we follow Abigail, Finn, and Vale into the center of the Marlow so they can disable the cameras? Or should we follow Elias and Foggy as they try to defeat the wild thing once and for all? The choice, as you know, is yours. Go to FinnCaspian.com/choose and let me know which way you think the story should go, and we will be back on Friday. Happy Independence Day to all of our listeners in the United States, and if you're not in the United States, happy day to you. All right, we will see you this week.
Agent Bebop, reporting in.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a Season 1, Episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, podcast title pending, 6 Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to GZMClassroom.com and get yours today.